visiting today with PCM head girls track and field coach Logan Bigler. Coach, you know, this is kind of a new role you're stepping into as the head girls coach. You've previously served as the boys coach and still in that role as well. But can you kind of talk about the process of coming on a little bit as girls coach and kind of what interested you in that?
Absolutely. I think first and foremost, as we talk about our kids, we have some really, really good kids here in the building. And the boys and girls have really supported each other over the years, and they've kind of combined forces where they're cheering each other on at meets. And as things kind of rolled out from last year to this year, it just made sense to combine programs. And at the end of the day, it was for the kids. I think the kids really, really wanted it, and they wanted to enjoy it. Cross country is already that way, and Coach Eric Ozerhaus, he did a fantastic job with that, and he's controlling our distance program. And so to me, like, yes, it's track and field. Our distance program is pretty much a cross country program to an extent. Myself and Coach Stock, Jason Stock, we kind of control the sprints aspect and the hurdles aspect. And it's a good chunk of kids, but we work really, really well together. And then John Schaefer, he's our throwers coach. He's been doing this combined co-ed for about 4 or 5 years now already. And so the fact that you have some pieces already in that aspect and then some pieces not in that aspect, when you get all in the same vision and basically the right goal for the kids, it just made sense.
What is the biggest benefit of combining the two, do you feel?
I think the biggest benefit is, I mean, you're representing PCM to the fullest, if that makes any sense. I mean, you're wanting to get the kids all in one direction. They're all representing PCM, and we're all getting better together. And so the fact that we have four coaches for about 80 kids, we're all going in the same direction. We're all going to the same meets. We're all kind of doing the same stuff, a little bit of tweaks here and there. We're just navigating in the same area. We all have the same goals with what we got going on.
Yeah, and I know you weren't head girls coach last year, and there was a little bit of a transition kind of mid-season, but can you kind of talk about some of the success of last season of the girls program?
Yeah, they had, gosh, I don't remember how many went to the state meet, but they finished, I believe, third in conference with a lot of good stuff going on there. They had three or four events, and I could be wrong there, but I'm going off the top of my head, go to the state meet, and they have a lot of pieces back. I think we only have we have three seniors, and that just kind of shows how young this girls team will be. There's a lot of juniors and sophomores and freshmen, but the fact that we have a lot of people back, we have three from our shuttle hurdle with Georgia Teeter, Tori Lindsay, Lillian Humpel, 4x8 group of Abby Teeter, Bailey Wheeler, and Lila Milani, three out of the four are back. And then there's just some excitement across the board. We have so many freshmen and sophomores that will compete to get some different spots and fill out the lineup. And I just think there's a lot of up and coming with this group because there's a lot of unknown.
Do you feel like there's a little bit of a process for you stepping in as a new coach this year for girls and trying to figure out the best lineup and putting girls in the right spot this season?
I think to an extent. I don't remember how many years ago, but I think it was four years ago, I was a girls assistant. And so I got to see these seniors that are on our team. I got to see them as freshmen. And I've kind of seen the growth of the juniors and sophomores as they've gone on from a kind of a wide lens. And so it's going to be interesting. I think there's a lot of competition, a lot of different spots. I think the best part about track and field is you can kind of navigate the lineup however you like. And so you can start figuring out some things, but you never know who's going to come on. You never know what's going to happen throughout a season because it's a long season with 16 meets and you're going to need a lot of different people in a lot of different spots.
Is there a little bit of a confidence that goes into your distance program knowing that, hey, this is a group of girls that just made the state tournament in cross country this fall?
I think so. I think they're itching to get into competition mode. I think that they had a really good fall with what they had going on in cross country. I think some of those pieces were on the state meet 4x8 last year. And so when you get a lot of competition in the room, the competition basically it completes itself. They're competing with each other. They're competing to get better. And the more people we have in the room, the more people we have in the party, the better off the team's overall going to be because there's so many different distance events. And so when you can start filling out all those different spots with different people, you start scoring a lot of different points.
Yeah, and it feels like, you know, girls athletics specifically at PCM. You know, I talked to Coach Sam about this during basketball season. They've really got this taste of success. You know, they qualified for state in softball, and then they go qualify for state in girls cross country, and then they're a win away from qualifying for state in basketball. You know, do you feel like that's just kind of a really positive momentum builder?
Absolutely. I think it's a testament to the girls. And so I've always said that winning and getting better is contagious. And when you have really, really good leaders, athletes and coaches, all along the same lines of getting better and trying to be the best you possibly can, that is contagious, and people are just going to eat that alive. And so the more people that are on there, the more success you're going to have. And I think with what they've had in the past year and a half or 2 years or whatever, there's so much good things going on our girls' side, which is awesome.
Well, Coach Bigler, kind of before we wrap up our initial interview for this season, any final thoughts from you and looking ahead of this girls' track and field season for PCM?
I'm just really, really excited. I've been very, very pleased with how the boys and girls program have come together these first week or so. It's new, and I think both boys and girls were really open about it. And so when you get all along the same vision and when you start getting to competitions, I'm just really excited to see our athletes go compete their tails off, and we'll see what happens.